Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 23rd of April at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you are listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know I'm over in the chat room. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number one, number 2radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You'll find my banner there at the top of the page and you'll see other people chatting there. So that's a great place to ask a question, show up, you know, contribute, whatever you want to do. However, you can also come over and see me at the live. So I'm live streaming this event from YouTube and Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. So that's the way to find the live stream if you'd rather watch than listen. Happy full moon. We're in a Scorpio full moon. You ready to fight? Pardon my language, but they say in a Scorpio full moon, you're either ready to fight or fuck. So I know, I'm fired. Okay, I get it. Or maybe both. Is there an option for both? There's probably an option for both. This is Scorpio. Yes. Hey, Jane. Good to see you. Lillian, Sherry, Sid. Everybody else funneling into the other chat. Good to see everybody. So, of course, I'm wondering how you're doing, as always. How is life? What's new? Anything you want to share? Years ago, I used to go every once in a while with my sisters to the Unitarian Church. I'm not affiliated with any church, really, but we'd go sometimes to the Unitarian Church. And one thing that they did there at the beginning of their service that I always thought was kind of cool is they would do, I can't remember exactly what the words were, but essentially they kind of turn the mic over for a few minutes for challenges and triumphs so that people could either share, yeah, here's some great news in my family, or here's a real challenge in my family, just so that, you know, people in the congregation could celebrate with you or commiserate with you or, you know, be your friend. I always thought that was super cool. So because it is a full moon and because the world is wild and the wheels keep on turning, I'm curious to know, what are your triumphs and what are your challenges? Anything you want to share? We'll put energy into both. Pamela said yes to both. Okay. Yeah. Oh no, Jane said she's ready to fight. Okay. Oh gosh. Oh my God. Look at this. This isn't the way I'm supposed to keep this office. A plate and a fork from the cinnamon rolls that Scott made. All right. Well, I mean, they're gone now, but hey, Jez. Scott's pretty cool in that he loves to cook and he likes to try new things. So if I see a recipe of something that looks interesting, if I send it to him, he'll probably make it. So I saw this, right, Lillian? Damn it, leaving a mess. So I saw this recipe the other day for these, honey. Hey, you're okay. For these blueberry cream cheese pinwheels. So basically you take, you can buy the sheets of the crescent dough, like the Pillsbury that comes in the can, you know, and you lay that out and you take cream cheese and you put like some powdered sugar and some vanilla in it. And then you spread that out and then you put a whole bunch of fresh blueberries on it and then you roll it up and you cut them like cinnamon roll style and bake them. Dear God. That's what that plate was about. They were amazing. I think if we were to make them again, I would put some lemon juice or lemon extract in the cream cheese and some lemon zest. I think you could do a lemon blueberry something that would be knock your socks off, but they were really good the way they were. Yeah. There is like nothing he can't do. I know. He blows my mind, seriously. But I love it when you send over a recipe and pretty soon he's like, we got to go to the grocery store. Yeah, let's do it. Last year we ate, there was a pho place, and we've never had pho here in Rexburg before in our town. And so we were excited to go try it, and he loved it. And he's like, I want to learn how. So of course he researched how to make bone broth, how to make your own pho. And now every so often we have to trot off to the store to get the stuff so that we can make pho. And his pho's amazing. But I know he's a good cook, man. Okay, but I'll give him this. He's a terrible cleaner-upper. So there's that, okay? Because the man uses too many pans and doesn't do the dishes. I'll just say that. That's my role. I'll go to great lengths to only have to use one pan, you know? Not on his side, no. But his cooking experience is restaurant. And that's not what they do. But he dished and then cooked in a restaurant when he was in high school and first married. So I guess that's what it is. Yeah, it's a trade-off. However, I do the dishes and he puts them away. So, you know, it works. You guys, I have a video of the pigs I want to share with you, and I forgot to upload it. So I'm going to get it going here real quick. I always get more requests to see the piggies more, and I don't always make it happen. So I'm trying to make it happen today. But my computer had an update that lost my downloads folder. I don't understand it. It's so annoying. So I can find it if I search for it, but I can't even pin it to the... Anyway. This is an issue that is mine that's probably stupid, and there's probably an answer. So I probably shouldn't get too mad because this is probably all my fault. But I'm going to put this video up in the chat room too so that you guys can see it if you want to. Matea was home this weekend, my older daughter, because we were... Oh, I don't know if it's going to let me. We went to... On Saturday, a little hot spring town. So you know that in my true crime life, we are stuck in the middle of the Daybell trial. And I'm sorry, you guys. Facebook will not let me put it up in the chat room. So we'll just have to watch it on the live stream only. At any rate, so we're in the middle of the Daybell trial. So, of course, I'm doing all the regular things I do and working the lines, you know, and being a mom and doing all my normal life things, but also covering a trial that runs, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And we're doing a live stream every single night that there's court to update the case. Because, of course, not everyone can just listen all day, you know. And because we know a lot about this case, when there's blockbusters, when there's big evidence, when there's big news, things we hadn't heard before, we will for sure know it because we've been covering this case intricately since the kids first went missing. So anyway, with all of that comes a larger responsibility for self-care. A much larger responsibility for self-care. And so this weekend we had a plan to go to a little resort town that's not far from us. It's a place called Lava Hot Springs and soak in the hot pools. There's a Thai restaurant there that is by far our favorite Thai place. And so, yeah, we spent the day on Saturday at Lava, soaking in the hot pools, shopping. They have a bunch of little like metaphysical stores there and like trinkety stores and stuff. Oh, I bought a cool crystal to show you guys, and I forgot. It's on the kitchen table next week. Damn it. Anyway. So Matea came. So she drove in from Boise to go with, and we had such a good time. And then my cousin, Amy, we have this cousin. I know I've talked about her before probably, but we have a cousin that is a little younger than us, but was still raised close enough to a sister to us that she's a real sister force in our lives. And so she lives in Salt Lake. So we really, you know, have to make the effort sometimes to be able to see her. She's good at making the effort too. But anyway, so we all met in Lava and it was just the greatest day. And man, soaking in there, they have like, you know, anytime you go to a hot springs, don't they call it like world-class mineral hot pools, you know, something like that, or world-renowned. It was like that. And it was so amazing. You guys don't have hot springs in Tennessee. So it's not volcanic there, probably. See, it's so volcanic here that we have a ton of hot springs. Maybe I take for granted that not everybody does. Anyway, so that was amazing. But it was really nice to have Matt home. And she, of course, was playing with the pigs. So I'm going to share a video with you of her getting the pigs to dance.
Do your circles in.
He goes the other way. Say, do your piggy dances.
He just keeps doing dances, and I'm going to make treats for her. Come on, Zig.
Oh, Zig, you lazy little pig. He really can't. She's kind of got him smashed against the wall.
Okay. Come on. Come on. Now you're lying.
There, Zig. Atta piggy.
One more, Zig. Zig, you're lying to me. Come on. You liar.
So try not to judge that dirty kitchen floor too hard, but anyway. Oh man, crazy. The way Fiona just keeps going, she'll do that when I go to feed her. Which we trained them when they were little to dance like that when you feed them, to keep them a little bit distracted, because they'll knock their dish out of your hand and food goes everywhere and it's a big chaos and, you know, who wants it? So that's why we started teaching them to circle like that. But now Fee, whenever she sees a treat or she has, you have her food dish, she starts that, and you got to stay out of the way of those hips, man. She'll kneecap you. Right? I do live with pigs, and they had brought a bunch of mud in on those hooves. Yeah. Oh, Sid said, I miss hot springs. I used to go to Calistoga Springs near Wine Country in Northern California. They also had mud baths where you were smeared head to toe in gooey mud. I see these mud bath theories, and I can't get my head around it. I mean, good for other people. I don't think I could do it. Yeah. My pigs are Juliana painted pigs. That's the, and I know they look like big pigs, but Julianas are the smallest pigs in the world. Obviously, some people have bred them down to quite a bit smaller than mine. Unfortunately, though, a lot of times those littlest pigs have terrible health problems. We've been lucky so far. Our pigs are 6 years old. We've never had an issue. They've never been to the vet, except for to get fixed. We've been really, really lucky. Yeah. But there's a lot of breeding issues in the piggy world. There's a pig rescue in Utah called Best Friends, like in southern Utah. And my cousin Amy, who I was just telling you about, she volunteers there about once a month. And she said that their adoption rate for their pigs, they have a ton of mini pigs there, like hundreds. And I actually don't know what the number is, but it's a lot. And their adoption rate is 1 every 4 years. Yeah. So while I do love my pigs, I've been pretty outspoken. You know, I'm also really clear with people about don't rush into getting a mini pig. Because they are an enormous amount of work. They are very, very hard on your house. Unless you have a work from home situation, I don't know how you could have them. I really don't. And our pigs, of course, have been, you know, probably our biggest hindrance in travel. And, you know, I've traveled quite a bit with my kids all, you know, hither and yon. And it's a challenge. We have to hire a babysitter every time we go out of town, you know. And it is what it is. I mean, I don't regret getting them, and I love our pigs, but boy, they are a huge commitment and requirement, or time requirement and space requirement, and I don't know how many blankets you would like to replace from being shredded, but it'll be a lot. Jennifer said, love those mud baths in Calistoga. It was a bit claustrophobic, but felt amazing afterwards. That's what scares me, Jen. I don't know why, but in the last 5 years, I have become very claustrophobic. I never used to be. I don't know what it's about, but in fact, there's a new place that's opened up here that's the sensory deprivation tank, like a float tank place. And people are all talking about going, and I'm like, oh God, no. Probably tear that tank to the ground trying to get out of it when I had a panic. There's no way. I wouldn't even try. I just wouldn't. But Jesus, I can't even imagine. No. Oh, Tiffany said the same with house rabbits. Yeah, and adoption rates. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, exotic pets, you know, I mean, they aren't necessarily exotic. Some people would see them as farmyard pets, but not if you're keeping them in the house. But my pigs are lucky, you know, because we have an acre of land and a huge backyard that's fenced and safe and a pig door so they can come and go as they please. And they have a good setup. But I see people like in apartments that want to get a pig. And I'm like, dear God, there's no way. You will be unsuccessful. You will. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jess said, we saw a house rabbit on our road. I'm sure someone got it for Easter. Mm-hmm. Then turned it out. You bet they did. Yep. The bunny abuse is really terrible. And people don't, I don't know what it is, right? They don't, just not responsible enough, I guess. Speaking of bunnies, Tiffany said, Hickory's going under anesthesia tomorrow to have her teeth trimmed. Would love any feedback on the situation. I want her to stay with us, and she's so happy with Henry now. I'm so happy to hear that, Tiffany. That feels very rote to me. I feel like that's going to be really, you know, she'll be a little distressed for a couple of days, but that feels really routine. Yeah. Geraldine said, typical Scorpio, they love to cook. I was with a Scorpio for 11 years, plus my longest relationship ever. Nice. Well, that's true. You know, Mars is also a Scorpio, and she has cooked since she's been away this year in Montana coaching ball. She has done so much cooking. She gets bored and she gets lonely, and so she's been doing a ton of baking, but she doesn't necessarily want it. So she'll do something like make a batch of cookies and eat like two or three and then go drop them off at the dorms for the baseball team so that somebody else can eat all of her cooking. She lost a bet with the baseball coach at Christmas time and had to bake pumpkin rolls for the entire baseball team. She made 8 pumpkin rolls. Yeah. So, yeah, apparently it's a scorpion thing. Yeah, they don't think about that when purchasing a rare animal and that they are going to need very specialized care, you know, and as Tiffany knows, my God, the veterinary care for bunnies is very, very expensive. Yeah. Oh, well, you got a broken one, Laurie. She said her ex-husband was a Scorpio and never cooked a thing. Oh, she said her Pisces husband cooked all the time and was very, very good at cooking. That's fun. Your Scorpio was broken. That's all I can say. Did you try turning him off and turning him off again? Or turning him on and turning him off again? Is that what they say? Smacking the side of him a little bit. I don't know. Well, let's talk about, the full moon. And I have some thoughts for you. This is an interesting energy we are in. And it really started a few days ago. The Schumann resonance has been really high for days. She said, for sure broken. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We knew it. So the Schumann resonance starting, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago was in the 60s, which is high. Consider that the mean is 7.85, and we were sitting in like 65. for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, and then it dropped down yesterday to like 35, and today we're back up into the 50s. So that's a lot. And oh no, she said he was too turned on. Yeah, couldn't turn him off. Poor Larry. She's a good sport, letting me tease her. So the Schumann right now is 53. So again, that's pretty high. That's pretty high. And add to that Mercury trying to go direct, as well as the moon being full. And whoo, mamma mia, we are in a vibe. So some people are feeling like super anxious and having to consistently remind themselves that everything actually is okay. You know, the sky is not falling. Nothing terrible is about to happen. Like, everything actually is okay. I think I said in the Daily Dish a couple of days ago, things are actually much better than they feel like they are today. Because this has just felt mean. Right, Pamela? Like, we need the Schumann resonance acting up with the moon being full and everything. I know, rude. But, there's a big but. I'll bring it. I can, like nobody else. It's also a really creative vibe. And so if we can find a way to capitalize on the creative energy rather than just the holy shit of this energy, we're going to be in a good spot. It's a good thing. But obviously there's a real potential challenge there of being able to capitalize on the creativity without feeling like you are getting totally smashed. Hey, Catherine. So, oh, good. Larry said we can tease her anytime. That's good, because we had your number today. It's really not. We were making fun of your ex-husband, and who doesn't want to do that, right? In this trial that we're covering right now, in jury selection, the defense's attorney, he's really belligerent most of the time. And as they're doing voir dire with the potential jurors, you know, to get their jury seated, several times the first day or two, he mentioned ex-wives in a really kind of nasty tone. And I was floored. I'm like, oh, honey, you have ex-wives on your jury and you look like the guy who defended their ex-husbands. Like, you're losing friends fast, man. We're not doing ex-wife jokes. And not to be a real sexist bitch, but we're doing ex-husband jokes. Kev said, I've been really into acrylic painting, clay pottery as of late. Also been releasing a lot of old patterns. Been really active in that way. Oh, that sounds really cool, Kevin. Really cool. Well, we're going to hit creativity hard today. And I want you to know that if you are one of those people who thinks that you're not creative, this show is for you. This show is for you. So pay attention. Don't tone out or tune out on me, zone out, because you think you're not of the creative tilt. Because yes, you are. And we're going to get you there, because doing creative things, regardless of what they are, is incredibly good for your emotional, physical, and spiritual health. So we're going to get there. Yeah, you're right, Laurie. Ascension symptoms and Schumann resonance are no joke. Oh, for sure. Had a lot of people the last few days tell me they are feeling a bit dizzy, a bit queasy, overly tired. I've been crawling into bed at like 9:30 at night, which is wild for me. Yeah, there's been a lot of reaction, I will say. And I suspect that's going to go on for another couple of days. We'll see. So I put a link to Luminous in the chat room. If you haven't already received it, I emailed it out about 10 this morning, but there's a link there. I'm also sharing it on my screen, and I put a link in the other chat room as well. So everyone should have it if you would like it. To follow along with me. And also in my show description here on in the live stream, there's a spot there that you can subscribe to receive the magazine and then my daily email every day called the Daily Dish, which is my daily energy read that comes out every morning. But let's talk about it. Let's get into it. So, I mean, obviously we had to do some kind of a full moon cover, and I thought this was so cute. I love her cute little face. You can't believe I'm not in bed by 8. The reason I'm not is because then the dogs would want to get up at like 5. The dogs are like 8-hour sleepers. So whatever time we get in bed, you better figure. I've been up at 7 every day this, like, for several days because I've been going to bed earlier. And by 7-ish, the pigs and the dogs are ready to party because we have went to bed early. Yeah. Sid said, that explains why I've been drawn to learning about slow stitching. Oh, cool. And want to hang out at Hobby Lobby lately. Yeah. Yes, it is. I have such a love-hate with Hobby Lobby. I don't want them to have a dime of my money, really, because they are, the owners are thieves of artifacts and have attacked women's rights in really pretty egregious ways. And, like, they suck. They just suck. My problem is that we don't have many craft stores around here. And you guys know how much I create and craft. And sometimes I just don't have a choice. And my God, their store is good. Why does it have to be so good? I know. But I'm with you, Sid. We call it the store that must not be named because we won't admit we've been in there. I know. They're one of the stores. I used to boycott them for the longest time. But then in an emergency moment, I had to go in there and pick something up that I needed immediately and couldn't wait to ship in. Then I discovered how cool their store is. These bastards. Okay, let's keep going. All right. I called the magazine this week the Recharge Your Batteries edition. Because that's kind of what's on my mind right now. I'm saying a lot to people that are following this trial with us. I say it to you guys all the time. Like, it's really important right now. Self-care is really important. And frankly, if you live in the U.S., self-care is going to be important from now until the election and after, because we are still in a state of upheaval and polarization and angry people. And I think it's a little bit better than it used to be. And that might be naive as hell. I know that. I get that. It seems like around me, it's not as outrageous as it used to be. Yep. I hear you, girl. Yes, I do, Lillian. I'm sneaking peeks too. But at any rate, self-care is just going to continue to be incredibly important. Yes. Sid said, I know Hobby Lobby's corporate policies totally suck, but the employees are so much nicer and helpful than Michael's, and I get so much inspiration walking around there, and they are 100% dog friendly. Yes. And my experience there too, the employees are great. And their selection is great. Their prices are amazing. Honestly, their prices are much better than Michael's. Michael's has gone through the roof the last couple of years. And Michael's used to always have the 40% off coupon, and they don't anymore. They're not as good as they used to be, not even close. But yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. Okay. So recharge your batteries. That's where we are at. Oh, but I wanted to really dip into, so I wrote an article about harnessing the creative potential of the full moon. So, what, sorry, I'm going the wrong way. All right. So, obviously, you know, we know the moon has had a huge effect. It affects the tides. It affects people's moods. When the moon is full, ask anyone who works in the hospital or the police force, and they will tell you people are bananas. Everybody's having a baby. It's wild during this time, right? But now, we're also starting to see the moon in other ways. But the moon, if you are a woman, the moon has helped control your tides your whole life. and your cycles. And I always think that's a very special connection to the moon. But I'm excited about this moon and the creative potential of it for everyone. So some ideas about tapping into full moon energy. So ancient civilizations that aligned with their agricultural practices to lunar cycles. I love this. I know people who still do this. Do you guys? I don't. But do you guys plant with the moons? Some people will only plant during certain lunar cycles. And the Farmer's Almanac still has planting guides that go along with moon cycles. I wasn't raised that way. My grandparents didn't do that. My parents didn't do that. But I know some people still do, and I honor it. I think it's actually an amazing practice. I'm just never that organized. All right. So how do you tap into the creativity of the full moon? And before we do that, I think you have to take a second to differentiate between what is anxiety here? And what is a drive to be creative here? Or is it the same thing? And you just need to do your best to set your worries on the shelf for a little while and get involved in a creative project and just let that energy flow. I think that's probably what is more true. Because you can't tell someone to just stop being anxious. And if I tell you, quit thinking about being anxious, you're probably going to think about being anxious or be anxious about the fact that you can't stop thinking about being anxious, right? So does it do us any good? I don't know if it does, but I think it is smart to at least take a look at the anxious energy. A lot of times when we're in energy like this, the worst case scenarios will pop up. You know, there's a meme that floats around sometimes that's looks like a girl superhero with a cape, and it says anxiety girl can go from zero to worst case scenario in a single bound. I think we're a lot like that. And I think that for most of us, you just really sometimes have to stop and evaluate, am I doing that? And are the things I'm worrying about things that are even ever going to happen? Because you know most of the things that you worry about don't ever happen. That's most likely. So paying attention to what you're feeling and where you need to put it, I think, is important. But I also, again, think that just recognizing that we're in a high vibe right now, it will feel anxious to some of us, but it also is useful in other ways, and just get going in using it other ways is probably the biggest key. Obviously, setting some intentions. Okay, let's say that you want to, let's go easy here and paint a rock. Okay, we could all paint a rock, right? So if you're going to set a clear intention, obviously you want to paint a rock for whatever purpose. Let's say you're going to paint a cottage rock. That's my favorite. All right, so you're going to paint a cottage rock. Have you ever seen these? You know, it's a good, like, pretty round rock or oblong rock that's painted, that looks like a cute cottage with a cute cottage door, like a hobbit house, you know? All right, so we're going to paint a cottage rock. So that's the intention. Reflect on what you want to create or achieve during the lunar cycle. So maybe you want to go wander around the river or the beach and find your rock. Maybe you want to look on Pinterest or somewhere else and get some ideas about what you want yours to look like. Or maybe you want to sketch it out. Or maybe you want to design it on your computer. Whatever. Then write down your goals. So, you know, and maybe you need to buy paint and research what kind of paint you need, or look at your supplies and evaluate if you have everything you need or if you need to purchase something. So maybe you do that. Maybe you find more than one rock in case the first one doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to, or you love it so much you want to make another one. But get clear about what the goal is. And then think about obstacles. The biggest obstacle is your time. Everybody knows it. It's your time. Sometimes you have to decide, what am I going to let go of so I can do this thing, right? So maybe this weekend, I am going to not watch as much Netflix as I normally do so that I can paint my rock or whatever, right? That's the trade-off. I'm going to look at ways I'm spending my time and find a place in my time to be able to do this thing. Maybe an obstacle is space. And you go, all right, in order to paint my rocks, I need to set up a little table, or I need to make sure that my dining table is cleared off and ready, or that I have a spot in my office, or whatever it is. But, you know, considering what the obstacles are and finding a way to overcome them is part of that. And again, this is a great time to infuse your intentions with this energy. If you already have your rock, maybe you leave it out in the full moon and let it get charged up. If you don't, leave it out in the waning moon and let it get charged up. Just hold your intention. Consider a moonlit meditation. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you consider lie down under the light of the full moon. I mean, I recommend this at any moon. But if we have a goal here to really draw the creative energy of the moon to the forefront for you, then that's what you focus on in a meditation. Creative rituals. Maybe you paint your rock under the moon. Or maybe you include a moon in your rock painting. At any rate, doing creative endeavors under the full moon is actually really, really satisfying and just kind of adds another mystical layer to what you're doing. So consider something along those lines. Moon bathing. This is just you getting yourself out into the rays of the moon. Those moonbeams are powerful. Kev says, don't paint from your bed. That's solid, Kev. That's solid. I love it. All right. Work on a gratitude practice. There is nothing more powerful in this world than gratitude, except for maybe unconditional love, but gratitude goes along with that in my mind, but gratitude opens doors. It opens hearts. It creates an energy of acceptance and is one of the most important things you can show. So consider just working with the moon, even if it's not this one, and you make some plans to work with the next one or whatever, but do something. Do it bad. I don't care. Paint the worst rock that's ever happened. It doesn't matter. I probably would, to be honest, but it doesn't matter. It does not matter. That's the thing about creativity that you have to get your head around, right? It's about the journey, not the outcome. And that is the hardest thing for people to get their head around because they want everything to be magazine ready. They want everything to look perfect or look just like it did in the book or the example or in their head. And it doesn't always. My gosh. Have you ever seen the websites or the posts that have the Pinterest fails? Dear God. Some of these people should learn something else besides cake decorating because it's not coming together. I kid. Their cake probably tastes good and it's okay. If you decorate a cake that looks like, you know, a terrifying space alien, well, then you laugh about it because creativity takes a lot of humor too. All right. I have compiled a huge list of creative potentials, and I'm going to share that with you in my tip of the week. But before that, Kelly wrote an amazing article this week about women athletes, the pay gap, and other bullshit. Because boy, are we seeing the bullshit. Wow. We know that female athletes and male athletes have a huge pay gap, and she's got some great, great examples of that. You probably have heard Caitlin Clark's name by now. Caitlin Clark came out of college basketball this year as the number one recruit to go into the WNBA. Most people see her as the greatest college basketball player of all time, men or women. Her numbers are phenomenal. Like there's no one better. And she's this very humble, cute, kind of nondescript girl that's just been out there doing her thing and just dazzling the world. Before and after games, she's just signing one autograph after another. She has set the world of girls basketball, her and others. I don't want to take away from everyone else. Put a lot of energy in Angel Reese and so many others. they've got little girls wanting to play basketball in droves. They're coming to their games with their parents, their daddies, and they're so cute. They're showing up to get their shoes signed by one of their favorite players, their basketball shoes, or their jerseys, or their whatevers. But I'm telling you, these girls are changing the world. They're changing the world with what they're doing right now. The thanks they're getting is people. Oh, yes, she was so funny on Saturday Night Live and powerful. Yes. The thing is, there are still that freaking Antonio Brown. Do you know who he is? He's a former football player. He has CTE. And so his behavior is pretty erratic. And which is very sad. That's very sad. But he is turned into quite the trash human. But he's been attacking Caitlin Clark on Twitter to the point that she had to block him, calling her a man. Antonio, take three freaking seats. Are you kidding me? Yes, of course. Because she's so good, right? Okay. Yeah. Kelly, I love you. This is a soapbox. I could stay on with you for hours, but I won't. Anyway, read it. Listen to her blog or her podcast about it. Brilliant stuff. Okay. All right. Here's the big list of creative ideas. Okay. Are you ready for this? Are we going to say them all? I think I'm going to say them all. I just want to get your wheels turning. I want you to realize that you are creative, whether you thought so or not, because a lot of things that you do are creative, whether you realized it or not. You might have put yourself in a box or creativity in a box that became unattainable to you. So I'm here with my sledgehammer to bust that box apart. So let's do it. Painting, drawing, sculpting, mixed media collage, photography, digital art, writing, poetry, short stories, novels, screenplays, blogs, journaling, acting, dance, theater, improvisation, musical performance such as singing, playing instruments, stand-up comedy, in music, composing, songwriting, playing instruments, music production, sound design, in crafts, knitting, crocheting, pottery, jewelry making, woodworking, candle making, in design, graphic design, fashion design, interior design, industrial design, user experience design, landscape design. Yeah, you gardeners, you're creative. That's a creative gift. In culinary arts, cooking, baking, cake decorating, food styling, molecular gastronomy, if you want to get that down to it, mixology, which is cocktail crafting, and I'm here for it. I'll sample. Yes, I will. DIY projects, furniture, or home decor, furniture restoration, upcycling, gardening, building projects like birdhouses, shelves, etc., customizing clothing or accessories, digital creativity such as animation, video editing, podcasting, game development, web design, social media content creation, performance art such as miming. Are there mimes anymore? Probably somewhere. Have you guys ever seen a mime in real life? You probably have. Remember, I am a hick. We live in the sticks. I've never actually seen a mime. Street performance, live art installations, performance poetry, flash mobs, interactive theater, creative writing, fan fiction, creative nonfiction, personal essays, memoirs, writing prompts and exercises, collaborative storytelling, mindfulness meditation, mindful coloring, Zen doodling, mandala creation, guided visualization, meditation practices focused on creativity, we've discussed, public murals, community gardens, neighborhood beautification initiatives, art therapy workshops, collaborative art installations, street art festivals, experimental and conceptual art, performance art, conceptual installations, found object art. I love that. Upcycling, in a sense. Video art, interactive art experiences, avant-garde explorations, nature-inspired creativity, nature photography, plein air painting, land art, eco-friendly crafts, environmental activism through art, natural dyeing and textile arts, and the list goes on and on and on. You're more creative than you knew. I promise. I know that you can find at least 5 things on that list that you probably already do, and maybe some things that you've thought about doing. You are creative. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not, because that would just flatly be a lie. Human beings have survived on this planet as long as we have by being creative. You have to be creative to solve problems, you know, like surviving. Tara said, and you and I want to try all of them, right? I know. I was thinking, Laurie said she has seen mimes in New York City. Lillian said, God, I hope they're gone. Sid said, I think mimes were popular in the 70s. They'll probably come back like the ugly clothes and shoes have. Right? This is probably right. Tara said, for today, it's crochet. Oh, nice. It needs to be glass for me. I want it to be glass. I have so much glass stuff that I want to do. And I just, I don't know. I don't know. I've been a little blocked. So I'm hoping that I will capitalize on this Scorpio energy and get my ass in gear, because it's time. I had some jewelry I wanted to work on too. So we'll see. I'm going to get there. Okay. So I hope that gets your wheels turning a little bit, and at least gets you thinking a little bit beyond the anxious energy of a moon like this to a place where you can tap into something that's useful and helpful. Oh, Jane said she's waiting for a bus, but been thinking about making a bird feeder with shells she's collected. Awesome. That would be very cool. Laura said, I saw someone doing applique quilting while we were at a nose work trial. Oh, made me rethink about using my own downtime when Mika is recharging. Yeah, no kidding. Quilting is, I think, such a lost art, you know? Like my grandmas, of course they quilted. They quilted everything, you know? They made all of their blankets. If they didn't crochet it or knit it, they quilted it. And I learned how to quilt when I was little, and I can still put a quilt on, and I still have my grandma's quilt frames. But my sister, Kara, her mother-in-law lives here in our town, and she is an incredibly nice lady that is quite alone in the world, except for her kids. And they're really good to her, but, you know, sometimes she needs a little help with something, and we're right here. And Scott has done some really, really kind things for her and helped work on her furnace and her well pump and various things. And, you know, it's what you do, right? Anyway, she made him a quilt and had it dropped off over here the other day. She has a long arm, like the huge machine that does all of the fancy stuff. Oh my goodness. She made him a star pattern quilt. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm terrified to put it on my bed because I don't trust my dogs to not do a terrible thing. But, oh, quilting. Anyway. So Laura, I'm here with you. Chris said hobby lobotomy. Hate them, but there's no other options. I know. We'll just stick with the store that must not be named. Laura, I am so happy you're here. Let's see. Oh, Geraldine, I'm so happy you're feeling better. That is wonderful, wonderful news. Okay. We'll take it. All right, well, let's move on real quick. Christy's energy oracle exercise this week is the Sacred Journey of the Heart. This is a great one. If your heart needs some healing, some comforting, this is a good one. of course, all the crimin's going on over here. And if you're interested at all, our live stream is at 6 p.m. Mountain every night that there's court. We have a huge group in there that's coming to chat and do the live stream with us, but we are having a ball with this group. So at any rate, if you ever want to come and join our live and play in the true crime world with us, you are welcome there as well. And that's over at truecrimesquad.com. Saint Bernadette, she was a peasant girl who lived in Lourdes, France, and saw beautiful apparitions of the Mother Mary. Very, a really special story St. Bernadette has, actually. So you can read that. It's an article from Miss Anita. Alrighty. Of course, lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. There's two full moon meditations here. The top one that says release and reflect, that is a guided meditation. So if you're wanting a guided one, that's the one to do. And it's a great one for meditating with the full moon. And that's it. So that is Luminous this week. So I hope that you found some gems in there. Sid said, I was happy to find that the old-fashioned embroidery transfers with the cute animal designs and dancing kitten items are still being sold. Yes, that's like coming back into style, Sid. Or like my grandma always had the cotton, like the flower sack style dish towels that she had embroidered on them, the little sunbonnet girl design. And I can get those same designs for machine embroidery. I've really been thinking about doing a set of dish towels like my granny's. I love all those old designs coming back. Jane is headed to an art museum. See, to me, that's creative too. Just celebrating art, going to craft fairs, art shows, stuff like that. Why isn't that creative? It is. Let's see. Oh, Tara said they celebrated St. Bernadette yesterday at St. Bernadette School. Well, I love it. Maureen said this energy and retrograde has been a real pain in the ass in every way. Headed to a new orthopedic doc as my SIs aren't getting any better. Would love an energy clearing and hoping this orthopedic can shed some light and not be as expensive for unethical treatments that were total bullshit. Oh, Maureen, I'm so sorry. Dang it. Yeah, let's do a quick little clearing for you. Just set the stage for brand new, fresh eyes from the new doctor to see if they can get a better sense of what's happening and get you feeling better. Okay, I'm just getting a lot of good light around you. And the big aquamarine chi ball right in that low back. Yeah, you got to get feeling better, girl. You have all kinds of plans. Sid said, I ordered a bunch plus the liquid paint. I love vintage kitchen towels and dresser runners. Oh, I love that. We can, with the embroidery machine, you can do freestanding lace, which is, you know, like my grandma's used to make doilies and, yeah, runners and stuff like that were lace that they tatted or that they embroidered. Or not embroidered, but crocheted, I guess, right? I think. Anyway, I don't have the skill to do like hand crochet or knitting. I don't have the dexterity in my hands, but, or maybe even the patience, but there's a way to do it on the machine embroiderer with this special stuff that's, it's kind of like a really thin fabric, but when you get it wet, it dissolves. So you can like design and embroider a big piece of lace essentially, and then just get it wet and the backing dissolves and you just have this piece of lace. So I want to make a few of those for my kitchen table. I think they are so freaking pretty. Pamela said my grandmother did beautiful cut work. Yeah. You know, it's one thing I really do regret that I didn't really learn how to crochet. My mom tried. God bless her. She tried. She was a good crocheter and she made various things with crochet, but She tried to teach us, but I just could not. Kind of like learning to play the piano. I couldn't make one hand do what the other one wanted it to, and I didn't have the skill for it. I probably would if I just really tried, but now I'm going to do it on the machine and cheat. Tara said she can't do that ornate lace work yet. Oh, I'll bet you get there, though. You're really good with stuff like that. But yeah, my grandmas, man, they all did that stuff. So good. Okay, just jumping in the other chat. Hey, Marina. So just an FYI, we are on sale over at Once You Listen Today for the full moon. And I am there in and out all day. And that, of course, is at onetolisten.com. That is the site that I work on. That's a professional psychic advisor site. And I'm there every day. So if you need anything, come and see me. I can help you with animal communication, with energy work, with a psychic reading, mediumship. I'll help any way I can. If you ever head over there and I'm not there, just do a callback request or a scheduled call. But a callback request is the quickest way to just let me know that you're waiting and you're hanging out, and I will get back to you as fast as I can. Sometimes it's just about, you know, getting to a place where I can talk, or remembering that I signed out so I could take a shower and forgot. But really, if you go over there and I'm not there, you're not bothering me at all to just do a callback request, because that sends me a text that, hey, so-and-so would like to speak with you, and I can hopefully quickly sign back in and be there for you. So that's how it works. Sid said, old crochet and pot holders and doilies are beautiful. They still make the thread. Oh, yeah, they do. How about tatting handmade lace before TV ladies could do stuff like that? Yeah, my grandmas did that. I never learned how to do that. I know. There's a few things I regret that I didn't learn from my grandmas. Well, when my great granny was super, super old, I started taking in doing chickens and turkeys. And man, I hounded the hell out of her about them, because she had always had, you know, coops of turkeys and chickens. And baby turkeys are, they love to die, man. They take a lot of care and special care. Once you get them over a certain hump, then they're good. But Lord, anyway, good thing for her then, or I don't know if I would have ever kept chickens or turkeys alive. But anyway, that's all. What a random show. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you always for being a part of my process. You guys are an important part of my world, and I'm very grateful for you. So thank you. And of course, thanks for being here for the Katie Weaver Show here on One Two Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.